Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Senator Bernie Sanders, once I asked you whether you're going to be running for president, the word on the street is that you're going to run in the Democratic primary. Are you?
Well, don't always believe the word on the street. I have not made any decision as to whether or not I am going to run for president. That is an enormous undertaking.
Yep.
If you do it, you have to do it well. So that is a decision I have not made. And whether I run as an independent or within the Democratic caucus, needless to say, that's a decision I haven't made either. But this is what I do believe, Alan. I believe very much that given the enormous problems facing this country, and the lack of serious discussion and debate about those issues, the fact that the middle class of this country is disappearing and there are very few people who are willing to stand up for working families and the middle class, I am giving thought to running. But I won't make a decision for a while on that.
You certainly know that there will be people who say, well, you know, you're going to detract from the Democratic chances if you run in a primary and wound Hillary if she runs and all of that. How do you respond to that?
Well, I am not aware that part of the American political process is anointing anybody, you know, to be the candidate of a party or to be president of the United States. Alan, I believe that given the fact that we have so many serious problems, we need some real discussion and debate as to how we move this country forward. And I think what is going on now alarms me very, very much. In this current election, which is going to take place, as you know, in 7 or 8 days, a week from Tuesday,
right.
The estimate is that 60% of the American people are not going to vote, that about 75-80% of low-income workers and young people are not going to vote. And political consciousness in this country is extremely low. They do polls and they ask the American people, well, do you know which political party controls the U.S. House or controls the U.S. Senate? And most people don't even know that. So I think what we have got to do most significantly is reinvigorate democracy in America. Make people understand that what democracy is about is ordinary people getting involved in the political process, trying to figure out where we go from here, and to stand up and fight for their rights. And that certainly is not happening right now. So what I think is we need a real focus on the most important issues facing our country. And I have to tell you that the corporate media does a very poor job at that.
Mm-hmm.
The real problems facing our country is the fact that real unemployment today is not 5.9%, it's about 12%. If you include those people who have given up looking for work and those people who are working part-time, there are millions and millions of those people. The real issues facing this country is that we have tens of millions of families who are struggling to keep their heads above water economically because the breadwinners are working longer hours for lower wages. And in the midst of the collapse of the American middle class, there's another reality going on, and that is that the wealthiest people in this country and the largest corporations are doing phenomenally well. So today, in terms of distribution of wealth, Alan, and this is really quite unbelievable, you got the top 1% owning 37% of the wealth in America. Do you know what the bottom 60% own? Take a wild and crazy guess.
I'm not even going to do it.
1.7%.
Yeah, I would have said one.
All right.
Right.
You got one family, the Walton family, that owns Walmart. One family owns more wealth than the bottom 40% of the American people.
Whoa.
In terms of income, what we made last year, since 2009, 95% of all new income has gone to the top 1%. So you got hedge fund managers making zillions of dollars, all these guys on Wall Street making millions and zillions of dollars, and your average person is working, you know, maybe for lower wages, maybe having to pay more for health care, scared to death about what kind of job opportunities will be available to their kids. Maybe their kids can't afford to go to college. Maybe the kids are going to graduate college, $50,000, $60,000 in debt. People can't afford child care. So you got a reality in America today where we are moving in a very significant way, in my view, toward an oligarchic form of society or a plutocratic form of society where a handful of billionaire families own a significant part of our economy and everybody else is really struggling.
Well, I agree with you, but my follow-up question would be circling around to the question about running for president. Then you mentioned that, you know, so many people have no idea about what's going on, and especially the people most at risk. Do you think that a candidacy like that could excite enough people to make it worthwhile?
Well, that is an excellent question, and that is exactly the question that I'm wrestling with right now. Look, if you run for president on a progressive agenda, which says, look, we're going to take on oligarchy in America, we're going to take on the billionaire class, we're going to take on the Koch brothers, we're going to demand that they start paying their fair share of taxes, we're going to overturn Citizens United so that billionaires can't buy elections, we're going to move to public funding of elections, we're going to develop a massive jobs program, rebuilding our infrastructure, putting people back to work, we're going to join the rest of the industrialized world and have a national health care system, a single-payer Medicare for All system guaranteeing health care to all people. We're going to take on the pharmaceutical industry. We're going to take on Wall Street and break up the banks. You know what? My guess, Alan, is corporate America may not be all that enthusiastic about that kind of campaign. Would you agree?
Yes. All right. I certainly agree.
And then let's throw in an attack on the corporate media, which doesn't discuss real issues. So if you throw all of those things together, you got to take a deep breath and say, okay, if you're running on those type of ideas, those type of principles, is there support for that? And you've asked the right question. And the answer is, you know what? I don't know. You know, I go around the country and I talk to people who are progressive and they love the ideas. We get very large crowds and, you know, very strong responses to what I have to say. But if you're talking to, you know, people who don't vote, people who've given up on the political process, people who are not, have been conditioned, if you like, in a way to think about personality rather than the issues. Because in terms of media, is this guy a nice guy? Is this person this? Is this person that? Rather than what do we need to do to rebuild the middle class? Well, we don't talk about that too much. So you've asked the right question, and I don't know the answer at this point. That's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. But, you know, if I run, I will run to win, and I'll run a serious campaign. I do not want to run a campaign which is not effective. And, you know, that, and I say that not just for personal reasons, but because I do not want the ideas that I'm going to be espousing to be disparaged because we don't do well. So I have to make that kind of determination, what kind of support there is there. Can we put millions of people around the country into the street in an unprecedented way fighting for these ideas? If I were to be elected president, what I do know is that you would need the support of millions of people every single day working with me on a progressive agenda, fighting for those ideas. Otherwise, nothing will be done.
So, now, can you win without the same money you've been talking about?
That's the other question. Yeah. You know, look, especially since Citizens United. Now, the Koch brothers alone, second wealthiest family in this country, we think are going to spend about $400 million in this campaign, this off-presidential campaign. In a presidential campaign, who knows, maybe billions of dollars. Can you take that on? I don't know the answer to that. Can I raise the kinds of money that you need? Well, we have been very successful in raising tens of thousands, receiving money from tens of thousands of small contributors. I think my average contribution is about $45. Well, and that's enough to get you elected to the U.S. Senate in a small state like Vermont. That's a long way away from running for president of the United States and the hundreds of millions of dollars you need. Can we raise that? Don't know. So those are exactly the issues that I'm thinking about.
Bernie Sanders, I am so proud to be able to talk to you every so often on public radio and to have these discussions. It just brings a little light into my life. And thank you for doing it.
Good. Thank you, Alan.